Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you so much. As some of you know, we will have this evening at 7:30 our Nam Yakya, and there will be more singing and chanting as a preparation for tomorrow. Actually, We will also celebrate Ganga Devi's appearance day here in Froshka Goranga. The river Ganga has just come down maybe 30 minutes ago.
I večeras u 7:30 imat ćemo nam javio, a ovdje na Froshka Gorangi također ćemo proslaviti i pojavu majke Gange koja se pojavila upravo pre nekih 30 minuta.
And you will all be able to take your sacred bath today in Mother Ganga while remaining dressed.
I danas ćete svi biti u stanju da napravite svetu kupanje u majke Gange i to dok ste obučeni.
It's very uncomplicated, in other words.
Drugim rečima, bit će jako nekomplikovano.
Now, today, here in this beautiful temple of nature, we will continue with our little journey, called Victory in the Inner Battle of the Heart.
I danas u ovom prelepom hramu prirode mi ćemo nastaviti sa našim putovanjem koje se naziva pobjeda na unutrašnjem bojnom polju srca.
Yes, it is today. I call it. Yeah, it's the first part of two lectures which belong together. It's called the Outer and Inner Battle.
I ovo će biti samo prvi deo lekcije koja se zove spoljašnja i unutrašnja borba.
So I hope you are all ready. Please do give us your full attention. When you listen, it is said you must listen with your feet, with your hands, and with your heart. To listen with the feet means you have to go where devotees are, who discuss about Krishna consciousness.
I slušati stopalima, to znači da morate otići u društvo bhakta koji razgovaraju o svetosti Krishna.
To listen with the hands means you have to be ready to apply what you have heard in your practical activity and work.
A slušati rukama znači da morate biti spremni da primenite u svom praktičnom radu ono što ste čuli.
And to listen with the heart means really that you take what you have heard very seriously into your heart and reflect about it.
Da slušate svojim srcem znači da primite ono što ste čuli jako ozbiljno svoje srce i da onda razmišljate o tome.
So I'm very happy that we can start. Ananda Gopal, could you maybe do this from here because I will get a stiff neck on this side but not on this side. thank you, you are an angel. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. During the last months, we all had the good fortune to observe the Purukshottam Vrata.
I tokom ovih posljednjih mjeseci svi smo imali tu dobru sreću da smo mogli da ispratimo Purushottam mjesec.
One of the things which devotees do during this month is to daily recite the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
Jedna od stvari koje bhakti redovno rade tokom ovog mjeseca jeste da svakog dana recituju 15. poglavlje Bhagavad Gita.
In the first part of the 16th chapter, Krishna uses an analogy to describe the material world, the analogy of an entangling banyan tree.
I u prvom delu, to 15. poglavlja, Krišna on koristi jednu analogiju banjanovog drveta kako bi opisao ovaj zapleteni materijalni svet.
This analogy reminds us of the 5th canto in the Bhagavatam, where the material world is compared to be with a huge forest in which you can get lost.
I onda nas ta analogija podsjeća na peto pevanje Bhagavatama, gde ovaj materijalni svet je opisan kao jedna ogromna šuma u kojoj možete lako da se izgubite.
Now Lord Krishna says, the intelligent person should take the axe of discrimination and cut his entanglement in the banyan tree of this world with the axe of detachment.
I onda Krišna kaže da bi osoba trebala da uzme sekiru diskriminacije i da onda preseče svoje vezanosti ovom svetu sekirom odvojenosti.
And when he does so, when he uses the axe of attachment, detachment, he will find at the root of this, of his existence, deep inside, a valuable treasure, the lotus feet of the Lord.
I onda kada osoba to napravi, kada uzme tu sekiru odvojenosti i kada priseče to drvo, onda će duboko u dor, u korenu, naći jednu veliku vlagu, lotusa u stopala Krišna.
Please give me your Bhagavad Gita in English. Is it here? Not here. Someone has here the Bhagavad Gita? Yes. And Lord Krishna then goes on to tell us what this means to cut the tree of material existence or to finish your material existence.
I onda nam Krishna kaže šta to stvari znači posjeći to drvo materialne egzistencije i kako okončati tu materialnu egzistenciju.
He gives us a yoga called Purushottam yoga to cut our entanglement into Maya asunder.
I onda nam Krishna daje tu jogu koja se naziva Purushottam yoga i sa kojom možemo preseći svoje vezanosti u ovom svetu.
Would you like to know the yoga exercises how to become free of the material world?
Da li biste želeli da znate yoga vežbe koje će vam pomoći da postanete slobodni od ovog sveta?
I think it's highly interesting. Listen in Sanskrit how Krishna speaks. Nirma namoha jita sangatosha adhyatma nitya vinivritta kama dvandve vimukta sukha dukkha sange gachantya muda padamavyayamtat. Who of you knows what is Surya Namaskar?
Ko od vas zna šta je to Surya Namaskar?
And so on and so forth. It's a series of yoga exercises. So here you will find the yoga exercises of detachment.
Surya Namaskar, to je jedna serija jogičkih vežbi, a ovdje ćete naći yoga vežbe koje će vas poučiti odvojnosti.
First is, you must become, the first exercise is become free from false prestige.
I prva vežba jeste da postanete slobodni od važnog ugleda.
What this means is that when you become praised by others, just know it's not you who did the good thing. Krishna allowed you to do something.
I šta to znači? To znači kada vas drugi hvale, da budete svjesni da niste vi ti koji ste uradili nešto dobro, već da je jednostavno Krishna dao sposobnost da to učinite.
The next exercise in this yoga practice of moksha, namaskar, not Surya Namaskar, Moksha Namaskar, is detach yourself from the illusions which are projected by your material mind, especially the illusion that you are the body.
I onda sljedeća vežba u ovoj yoga praksi jeste da postanete odvojeni od te iluzije, a specijalno od iluzije da ste ovo telo.
The third Moksha or Purushottam yoga Namaskar, let us call it like this, is avoid bad association with materialists.
I treća vežba u ovoj jogi koju ćemo nazvati Purushottam yoga Namaskar jeste da izbegavate društvo materialistički naklonjenih osoba.
And in this way, there are a couple of these yoga exercises. If you are interested, they are appearing in the Sharanagati web as the complete Purushottam Yoga Namaskar in the new section From My Heart.
I ako ste zainteresovani za ovu jogu, oni se pojavljaju na web sajtu Sharanagatija kao Purushottam Yoga Namaskar pod novim naslovom koji se zove Iz mog srca.
The main point is really that you should daily meditate that you are an eternal soul and that Krishna is just next to you in the heart.
I glavna stvar u vezi sa ovom jogom jeste da bi svakog dana trebalo da meditirate da ste večna duša i da se Krishna nalazi pored vas u vašem.
If you do this every day, Krishna, no, I am the soul in the heart and Krishna is next to me in the heart. You practice Purushottam yoga.
I ako to radite svakog dana, ako mislite ja sam duša i Krishna se nalazi pored mene u mom srcu, onda praktikujete Purushottam yoga.
Especially if you learn to surrender to Krishna's desire.
A specijalno ako naučite da se predate
You can, of course, read this Purushottam Yoga in the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text number 5.
I naravno možete isto da pročitate ovaj Purushottam Yoga u 15. poglavlju Bhagavad Gita u tekstu broj 5.
But the essence really is that you understand I'm an eternal soul and next to me is Krishna.
Ali ono što je suština ovde jeste da razumete, ja sam večna duša, a pored mene se nalazi Krishna.
Because yesterday some of you have become yogis, I would like to build on what we established yesterday and request you to go again into this little yoga meditational exercise with me.
I sada, pošto ste već juče postali jogi, ja bih vas sad zamolio da na osnovu onoga što smo juče naučili, da idemo još jednu malu yoga vežbu.
Can you please play a little, only, but one sound only, not melody. Please sit erect. Hare Krishna. For a moment, start to breathe in deeply.
Za trenutak, počnite da udišete duboko.
And breathe out deeply.
I takođe izdahnite duboko.
Now I request you to become aware of all the sounds which are around you.
Sada bih vas zamolio da postanete svesni svih zvukova oko sebe.
Become a detective of hearing.
Postanite detektiv slušanja.
While breathing in very deeply and breathing out very deeply.
Tako što ćete disati jako duboko i što ćete izdisati jako duboko.
Become aware of the concert of the grasshoppers.
Postanite svesni koncerta zrikavac.
Zrikavac, yes. Try to detect the sounds of the birds.
I onda pokušajte da otkrijete zvukove ptice.
You know that everything is pervaded by consciousness. This consciousness expresses itself in these different sounds of life.
Vi znate da je sve prožeto svesnošću, a ta svesnost se izražava različitim zvukovima života.
Now, go inside with your attention.
I sada, Otiđite unutra svojom namerom.
And become aware of your own consciousness.
I postanite svesni svoje sopstvene svesnosti.
Is there life within your hands?
To je svetlo u vašim rukama.
Feel the life within your arms.
To je život u vašim rukama.
Feel the life within your upper body.
Osjetite život u gornjem delu svog tela.
And concentrate on the life field in your lower body.
I koncentrišete se na polje života u donjem delu svog tela.
There's consciousness inside of you.
Postoji svjesnost u vama.
And it originates in the area of the heart. Go into the heart space.
I ono dolazi iz područja srca. Idite u područje srca.
Now breathe into the heart space.
I sad udišite u prostor srca.
And in the heart, there's you, the eternal soul.
A u srcu se nalazite vi, večna duša.
Next to you is the super soul, or Lord Paramatma.
I pored vas se nalazi nad duša, ili gospodin Paramatma.
Everywhere is the super soul.
Svuda je Paramatma.
And everywhere is a soul like you.
I svuda je duša poput vas.
How can you be angry on anyone?
Kako možete biti ljuti na bilo koga?
How can you hurt anyone?
Kako možete da povredite bilo koga?
How can you think bad or complicated about anyone?
Kako možete da razmišljate loše ili komplikovano o bilo kome?
Instead, wish well to everyone.
Umjesto toga, poželite dobro svima.
You can now wrap your hands.
Sada možete da prikrijete svoje ruke, dlanove.
And put them on the eyes.
I da ih stavite na oči.
And then put them away from the eyes. And look at them as if you see them for the first time. And then you can become aware of everything else. So Purushottam Yoga means to daily meditate. Maybe not like this. You can do it in your own way. About your eternal soul, or how you are an eternal soul, and about Krishna in the heart.
I Purushottam Yoga u stvari znači da dnevno, svakog dana meditirate na ovaj ili na možda neki drugi način kako ste vi večna duša i kako je Krishna Paramatma u vašem srcu.
Then you are fit to enter the world.
I onda ste spremni da uđete u svet.
And not get entangled.
A da se ne vežete.
If you put before your door, before you leave the house, this 15th chapter, verse number 6, you get some good instructions how to be in the world like a leaf of water on a lotus, a drop of water on the lotus leaf. Huh?
I ako stavite pred svojih vrata ove 6. stih u 15. poglavlju Bhagavad Gita, onda ćete naučiti kako da u ovom svetu budete poput kapi vode koja se nalazi na lotusovom listu.
But then, very soon, the battle starts.
Ali onda, jako ubrzo, bitka počinje.
You may want to be on the spiritual platform. And you may want the world to be just not too close, please.
I vi možda želite da budete na tom duhovnom nivou i želite da vam svet ne bude baš tako blizu.
But all the world doesn't leave you alone.
Ali taj svet vas ne napušta.
There's a principle.
Postoji princip.
Our senses and our mind need rasa.
Naša čula i naš um trebaju rasu.
Rasa is a deep taste, an exciting, astonishing taste.
I ta rasa predstavlja duboki ukus, ukus, zadivljujući, očaravajući ukus.
She is originally Krishna conscious souls. We taste at every moment the taste of Krishna, of Krishna.
I izvorno mi kao duhovne duše mi stalno kušamo taj ukus Krishna.
We see his overwhelming beauty which comes in waves from him and overwhelms our sense of sight.
I mi onda vidimo tu lepotu Krišne koja nas preplavljuje i koja zaokuplja sva naša čula i naš vid.
We smell with our spiritual nose his mind fascinating fragrance.
I mi onda možemo da umirišemo svojim duhovnim nosom taj njegov miris koji očarava um.
All our senses, spiritual senses, are so to say relishing the orchestra, different sounds and different nuances of Krishna's personality.
I onda sva naša duhovna čula, ona kušaju taj orkestar Krišninih kvaliteta.
And when we don't when we don't have this taste of Krishna, then we will look for a surrogate.
A onda kada nemamo taj ukus Krišne, onda ćemo mi tražiti zamenu.
Something which replaces this ecstatic experience.
Nešto što može da nam zameni to ekstatično iskustvo.
It is described that the Madhurya rasa, that is a confidential loving relationship with Krishna, contains all the maximum of nuances of relishable enjoyment.
I onda je opisano da Madhurya rasa ili taj ljubavni, poverljivi odnos sa Krišnom, on sadrži sve različite nijanse odnosa sa Krišnom.
Therefore it is called the Adi or original rasa.
I zato se ona naziva izvornom ili Adi rasom.
And in the material world we simply are deep inside remembering this taste, but we try to get it in the wrong place, that is in mundane sexuality or the attraction between man and woman.
I onda mi ovdje u materijalnom svetu, mi negdje duboko u nama mi osjećamo taj ukus, ali pokušavamo da ga dobijemo na pogrešno mjesto u tom seksualnom odnosu između muškarca i žene.
But a reflection of the original can never be a surrogate of the original thing.
Ali odraz originala nikada ne može da zameni pravu stvar.
Sometimes, however, in a few fortunate souls, and I believe that we have many amongst them here, some little fragrance of that original ecstatic rasa is perceived by us.
Ali ponekad, neki redki, srećni pojedinci, ja verujem da ima takvih dosta ovde, oni osete jedan mali deo te ekstatične
Bhakti. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that even a beginner can taste Krishna in a meditation or concentration or in absorption or trance or prayer or worship.
I Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, on kaže da čak i početnik može da kuša Krishnu u meditaciji ili u apsorpciji ili u koncentraciji ili u molitvi ili u obožavanju.
And he writes about this in a very nice way. Please listen to this.
I onda on piše o tome na jako lep način. Molim vas, slušajte ovo.
When people become absorbed in prayer, worship and such like,
kada se ljudi stvarno udube u molitvu, u obožavanje i u slične stvari,
an experience rises from their inner soul.
I kada iskustvo dopire iz njihove unutrašnje duše,
shakes the mind,
to iskustvo potresa čitavu.
And affects the outer body like lightning.
I onda utiče na spoljno telo poput groma.
It's almost comparable to what happens when a bubble of air comes from the bottom of the ocean and merges to the surface of the ocean.
I to se pojavi sa time kao kada jedan mehur vazduha, kada on dolazi iz dubine i onda se penje na površinu vode.
You swim and all of a sudden such a bubble comes bloop, and you are like oops, what was that?
I onda vi plivate i odjedan put pojavi se takav mehur na površini vode i vi se pitate što se sad ovo desilo.
When I was a child, I would swim for hours in the ocean, not hour, like 1.5 to 2 or 3 hours, yes. Yeah, and it would come. I would go like, whoa! So when that inexperienced soul, no, inexperienced person who doesn't know what is rasa, all of a sudden feels this electrifying spiritual pleasure.
I onda kada osoba koja još nema iskustva, kada onda oseti to zadovoljstvo koje poput udara struje.
He is irritated. What was it?
Onda se on pita šta je to, šta se tu desilo.
I never made such an experience in my life.
Ja nikada ranije nisam imao takvo iskustvo.
Was it a drug? Was it a ghost? Was it a some biochemical reaction?
Šta je to bilo? To bilo neka droga ili neki duh ili neka biohemijska reakcija?
But then the soul reflects for a moment. It was so sweet.
Ali onda duša razmišlja na trenutak i pomisli, ali to bilo tako slatko.
If I could only remain constantly in that state, there would be no more suffering for me.
I kada bih ja samo mogao da ostanem konstantno u takvom stanju, onda više ne bi bilo opasno za mene.
And the soul is bewildered. What is that state?
I onda je duša zbunjena. Šta je to stanje?
Is it grossly material? Is it mental? Or, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, is it something opposite to material?
Da li je to nešto na nivou grubog materializma ili je mentalno ili je nešto potpuno suprotno materializmu?
And the soul at that time goes through all its experiences to try to find out what was it.
I onda duša u tom trenutku ide kroz sva svoja prethodna iskustva kako bi saznala šta je to bilo.
And he understands, no, this is not material.
I onda duša shvata, no, ovo nije ništa materijalno.
Prahlada Nandan Maharaj once spoke about this in a lecture on astrology.
I Prahlada Nandan Maharaj, on je jednom ovome govorio u svojoj lekciji o astrologiji.
He said there that he has investigated the life of many devotees and found that they had such a realization.
I onda on rekao da istraživao živote mnogih bhakta, i da je došao do toga da su oni imali takvo iskustvo.
And he describes his own realization, which is very similar to what I realized.
I onda on opisao također svoje iskustvo koje je jako slično onome što sam ja realizovao.
If I remember correctly, he said in nature, much like this here.
I ako se dobro sećam, on kaže da u prirodi upravo poput ove.
And all of a sudden, a wonderful state of consciousness announced himself to his perception.
Da se iznenada predivno stanje svesnosti pojavilo u njegovoj percepciji.
He could see that the trees are full of conscious energy and he could feel the energy field surrounding him.
I onda je on mogao da osjeti da je drveće potpuno puno svesne energije i onda je mogao da osjeti to energetsko polje kako ga okružuje.
He could understand at that moment the trees they're part of God, just like he was. And all of a sudden, a surge, almost like a waterfall of sweetness entered his heart, and he cried. For many hours, he walked through the world and understood, we are all eternal.
I on je dugo časova hodao šumom i shvatio, mi smo svi večni.
People looked at him. What is your shine on the face, young man?
I onda su ljudi gledali u njega i pitali su, kakav ti je to sjaj na licu, mladi čovječ?
Hare Krishna. What was that?
I šta je to bilo?
Well, in the process of absorption or meditation, the soul comes close to what is called in Sanskrit the ashraya, no wrong, the vishaya of rasa, that is the object of rasa or God.
I onda, u toku meditacije ili apsorpcije, duša dolazi blizu onome što se na sanskritu zove vishaya, odnosno ono što predstavlja objekat rasa.
And all of a sudden the soul remembers for a short time that he is actually dependent upon the higher power that is of God.
I onda na jedan mali trenutak duša shvati da je ona zavisna od više moći koju predstavlja Bog.
And upon this realization of just feeling, I'm close to the Lord.
I onda samo na osnovu te realizacije, ja sam blizu Boga.
A flame of realization comes out of the heart. You could give an example of a match, you know, the head of a match, which comes close to a fire. And then all of a sudden, as it comes closer, 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 it lights.
I onda kako ta glava šibica dolazi sve bliže i bliže i bliže vatri, onda su jednom trenutku upali.
So this can be experienced during a kirtan.
I takvo iskustvo možete imati tokom kirtana.
You come closer and closer to Krishna.
Dolazite sve bliže i bliže Krishna.
And all of a sudden, shup, that feeling is there.
I onda jedan put i taj osjećaj je tu.
Something has caught fire.
Nešto se zapalilo.
What you have just experienced is a little tiny winzig klein, to say it in a German language, ein winzig kleines Bruchstück. I have to be very precise now. Den millionsten Teil oder den aberbillionsten Teil. I think you can understand this type of German. Not a billion, millionski, it's everywhere the same. Of rasa.
I onda osoba može osjetiti samo jedan maleni planičak te rasu. Znači, bilioniti deo rasa.
It's very brief.
I to je jedan jako kratki trenutak.
And Maya will make every possible arrangement that you quickly forget.
I onda će Maja napraviti svaki mogući aranžman da vi to što pre zaboravite.
Because the prisoner has now gotten a taste of freedom and he will want more.
Zato što je sada zatvorenik osjetio taj ukus slobode i sad mu želi više.
This is very nicely described in detail on page 276 and 77 in Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita.
I ovo je sve jako lepo i detaljno opisano u Sri Chaitanya Shikshamriti na stranama 276 i 277.
I will explain to you in just a little while how you, what you can do to get more and more of these flashes of rasa.
I sada ću vam ja jako lepo objasniti kako možete dobiti sve više i više.
But I want to tell you that this is really only the preview.
Ali mogu da vam kažem da je to samo nešto kao uvod.
Rasa, the real rasa means there is a number of mixtures in this, a number of tastes.
I prava rasa, to znači da postoji veći broj ukusa u tome.
Like a real pizza means what, Anna Kadondibi? You're from Italy. I think it means Godot, mozzarella cheese, capelli, olivioli, salati, and grape juice.
I tako da, na primjer, prava pita šta to znači. A nakad Dundubi, on vjerovatno, on sigurno zna, pošto on je iz Italije, tako da pizza znači dobro testo, onda mozzarella, onda maslinovo ulje, onda salata i sok od grožđa.
If you have only one aspect of the pizza, say salati, you really have no pizza.
I ako imate samo taj jedan aspekt od pizze, salatu, onda nemate pizzu.
But it's also good.
Ali
također dobro. Especially when you are hungry. Yeah. So real rasa, that means the real experience of Krishna, means a mixture of five elements.
Tako da prava rasa, pravo iskustvo Krishna, predstavlja mešavinu pet stvari.
First and foremost, the knowledge of your relationship to Krishna.
I prva stvar, to je znanje o vašem odnosu sa Krishna.
But even a beginner, by Krishna's mercy, can get a little taste, and this taste is totally overwhelming.
Ali čak i sam početnik može Krišnino milošću dobiti malo ukusa i taj ukus ga potpuno pretvori u obuzmu.
I would like to give an example from another tradition and talk about Saint Francis of Assisi.
Ja bih sada želao da dam primjer iz jedne druge tradicije i da govorim o svetom Franji Asiškom.
He was Franji. Yeah, Franji was with his friends spending one of these wild nights which the aristocrats of Assisi were famous for.
I onda sveti Franja Asiški, on je dok još bio mlad, on je provodio jednu noć sa svojim mladim prijateljima iz tog društva Asisija.
The wild girls from Firenze had come. The new wine was consumed in big quantities. And Franciscus was amongst these people who were enjoying almost like an orgy.
And then Franja, he was among the people who were enjoying almost like an orgy.
All of a sudden, he looked through all this. He first felt a sense of regret. What am I doing? I'm forgetting God. Everyone behaves very foolish, rubbing skin. How wonderful the Lord is. He has not forgotten me. A sinner.
Mene, grešnik.
He felt how his heart was opening. And this rush, a river of sweetness, entered it. He cried and he just looked like this. One friend said, "Hey, Franji, but Franji could not notice this."
Franji.
Finally he said, "Can we do something else?" And his friends who respected him said, "Yes, let's go singing through the streets of Assisi, like Dionysus did for us yesterday, some happy drunken song, you know." And he ran with his friends like always, singing through the streets of Assisi.
I onda on kao i uvek pre toga, on je prošao sa svojim prijateljima po ulicama Sisija i pevao je.
But in the midst of this, it came again.
Ali u sred svega toga opet je došlo.
And he stopped on the street.
I on je stao na sred ulici.
Feeling great respect and greatly moved inside.
I osjećao je veliko poštovanje.
This is when this taste breaks into this world And the moment you have tasted it, you know, this is what I really want. Everything else cannot compare.
I onda to je taj trenutak kada taj ukus dođe u ovaj svet i onda u tom trenutku vi znate to je ono što ja hoću, to je taj ukus.
Once you have tasted this, the material world becomes distasteful.
Jednom kada dobijete taj ukus, onda materijalni svet postane bezukusan.
But here comes the problem.
Ali to sad stvara problem.
The material world will again cover you.
Materijalni svet će vas opet prekriti.
You will forget. And then you will want to look for this experience in the material world. Your senses are bound to this world. The tongue wants to taste. The sense of touch wants to experience the comforting touch of another human being. The ears want to hear red hot peppy chili or something. Chili pepper or sorry. Something. Moderno muziko. Hvala. And the eyes want to see the beautiful forms of the world. The scriptures have given examples how each one of these senses is competent to just bind us to the material energy. It said the deer is captured by beautiful flute music. And he comes closer, although it's the hunter who blows the flute.
I onda se isto kaže da jelen biva privučen tom predivnom muzikom flaute i onda se on približava sve bliže iako je lovac upravo taj koji svira na toj flauti.
The fish is bound by the desire to taste and he will go to the hook which is in his leg and bite it.
I onda isto tako riba ona je privučena tom željem da proba nešto i otići će do kupe koja se nalazi u reci i onda će zagristi u tu udicu.
The moth is blinded by the color of the fire and the dance of the fire and he will jump into the fire. No, moth.
Aha, moljac, on je privučen svetlošću i onda će on doći do sijalice, do vatre, skočit će u tu vatru.
In the same way, the rasa hungry soul is bound through the senses to this world and, as the example goes, finds its bondage there.
I onda na isti način osoba koja je žedna te rase ona biva vezana za ovaj svet i onda se vezuje se za njega, biva privučena njega.
And because our taste of our divine taste is just so short, so small, we will always find our other self, this material self, which is an illusion, following the path of the senses or the path of this happiness and distress of the world.
I onda zato što je taj naš božanski ukus tako jako, jako mali, mi ćemo uvek naći to svoje iluzorno ja, kako biva privučeno tim starima u ovom materijalnom svetu i biva vučeno čulima.
What is our solution?
I šta je naše rješenje?
Where can we get the higher taste?
Gde možemo da nađemo taj viši ukus?
Listen now very carefully. This might save your soul.
I slušajte sada jako pažljivo, jer ovo može da spasi vašu dušu.
Once there was a king.
Jednom je bio kralj.
His name was Bharata. And because his rule was so expansive, extended all over the world, the world was called after him Bharata Varsh.
I jednom je postao kralj, njegovo ime je bilo Bharata. A pošto se njegovo kraljevstvo protezalo, bilo jako, jako veliko, onda se čitava ova zemlja nazivala Bharata Varsh.
When he was quite young, at the peak of his success, ruling success.
I kada on bio jako mlad, i kada se nalazio na vrhuncu svoje vladavine,
he looked at his empire one day. He looked at his family. And inside his heart, he felt this taste. And it is described, he was so moved that he gave up the world like a person gives up stool. He was that much detached. He had everything. But he considered as worthless as the human excrement. Please let us look at this moment, for a moment, at this example in a philosophical way and not in a biochemical way.
I molim vas da sada pogledamo na ovaj primjer iz filozofske perspektive, a ne sa biohemijskog stanova.
Let us understand the degree of Bharata, King Bharata's vairagya or detachment.
Hajde da sada pogledamo na stepen odvojenosti kralja Bharata.
When you detach yourself from the stool and leave the stool, your first realization is, this is unnecessary, totally unnecessary for my life. I don't need it.
Kada se odvojite od svog izneta, onda vaše prvo stanovište jeste, ovo je kompletno, apsolutno, nije neophodno za moj život I meni to uopšte nije potrebno.
No one would really ascribe any value to this substance.
Niko neće pripisati bilo kakvu vrednost toj substanci.
In fact, we are quite fast to get rid of it. It's so absolutely unnecessary.
A čak nasuprot, mi smo jako brzi u tome da se što pre oslobodimo te supstance zato što nam uopšte nije potrebno.
And when it goes, we feel great relief. Dobro. A few kilos have gone. Dobro.
I onda kad ta substanca ode, mi osjećamo veliko olakšanje, mislimo, dobro, nekoliko kilo manje.
We don't feel like, oh, what a fool that I just got rid of it. I could have used it for many important projects.
I onda mi u jednom trenutku pomislimo, o koje sam ja budala, mogla sam da upotrebim to za mnoge važne projekte.
You know, sometimes when you give something away which is dear to you, and afterwards, oh no, I mean, this was really a little bris of Plato, you know, to give this away.
Yeah.
Bharata felt in the same way towards his kingdom. What a relief, I'm finally free from it. This example gives us another idea. Not only is the human excrement unnecessary, not only do we feel great relief when we get rid of it, the human excrement is even dangerous when it stays for too long. It is toxic.
I ovo ne znači sada dovodi do druge ideje, ne samo da je taj ljudski izmet nepotreban, ne samo da osjećamo veliko olakšanje kada ga se rešimo, nego čak ako ostane jako dugo, onda postane I toksičan.
All the big doctors will tell you that disease starts in the intestines, when there is constipation or digestion problems.
I svi veliki doktori, oni će vam reći da problem u zdravlju nastaje onda kada creva ne rade dobro I kada postoji problem u probavi.
It's dangerous, material life. Material attachment is dangerous, Jaigopal.
Materialna vezanost je opasna, Jaigopal.
Jaigopal has just experienced this, yes. And the last thing is, you never look back.
A poslednja stvar je, nikada ne gledaj nazad.
No. Finito.
Gotovo.
What?
Gotovo.
Gotova, yes. Gotova?
Yes, gotova.
Gotova. This is a new word. This I will definitely learn with great intensity. So this is what Bharata felt in his heart.
I to je ono što je Bharat osjećao u svom srcu.
Why?
A zašto?
Because he had just tasted a little of this rasa. A drop had come from the spiritual world.
Zato što on upravo okusio malo te rase, jedna kap je došla iz duhovnog sveta.
And now he wanted something else, beyond the material world.
I onda on sad želeo nešto više, nešto van materijalnog sveta.
As I said earlier, the conditioned soul usually doesn't feel this detachment to the world because he's bound like through his senses, like the examples with the animals has illustrated for us.
I kao što sam ja već rekao, osoba se obično ne osjeća tako prema materijalnom svijetu zato što je vezana kroz svoja čula i dao sam malo pre onaj primjer.
Queen Kunti has expressed in one prayer her desire to become connected like this with Krishna.
I onda je kraljica Kunti izrazila u jednoj molitvi svoju želju da bude na ovaj način privučena Krishna.
Can I read this to you?
Da li bih sada mogao to da vam pročitam?
Oops.
It's short, kid.
Yeah.
It has to be.
But please help me. Is this now 1843?
Yes.
Oh. I have the wrong quotation. I wanted where Queen Kunti prays, "Oh my Lord Krishna."
Ja sam želela da pročitam onaj stih gdje kraljica Kunti ona kaže, "O moj dragi gospodine Krishna."
Please let my attraction to you be like the river Ganga.
Molim te da moja privučenost k tobom bude poput majke Gange.
Just like the river Ganga flows by all obstacles to come to the ocean, I want that my attraction flows by all the obstacles or passes all the obstacles and comes to the ocean of your qualities.
I ona je rekla, kao što majka Ganga, kao što reka Ganga, prevazilazi sve prepreke na svom putu ka okeanu, ja isto tako želim da moja privrženost tebi prevaziće sve prepreke ka prelepom okeanu tvojih osobina.
Here is the verse, O Lord of Madhu, O Krishna.
I evo sada stiha. O kraj, o gospodaru Madhua, O Krishna.
As the Ganga forever flows to the sea without hindrance.
Kao što Ganga uvek plovi ka moru bez ikakvih prepreka.
Let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you.
Neka na isti način i moja privučenost uvek ide ka tebi.
Without being diverted to anyone else.
Bez toga da bude skrenuta na bilo koga drugog.
We can also try to get the Sanskrit.
Sada ćemo naći i Sanskrit.
Tvaminanya vishaya mati madhu pate sakrit ratim utvahatat ada gange vogam udanvati. Wonderful prayer. So Maharaj Bharata was in this mood.
Maharaj Bharata je bio u ovom raspoloženju.
He felt detachment from this world.
On je osjećao odvojenost od ovog sveta.
And gave it up.
I on ga je napustio.
He went into the forest.
On je otišao u šumu.
To meditate in bliss about Krishna.
Kako bi u blaženstvu meditirao na Krishna.
The kingdom and Maya was far, far away.
Kraljevstvo i Maya su bili daleko, daleko.
Maya noticed, oops, where's the king? Oh, he has escaped me. I will now attack his other self. He is, one side in him has detached, but I know there's another side.
Jedna strana u njemu je odvojena, ali ja znam da postoji i druga strana.
And she came.
I onda ona došla.
You all know how she came disguised as a little deer. And Bharata became so attached. The king who had given up everything now was ready to give up all his spiritual practices for the little deer.
I onda je kralj postao toliko vezan i osoba koja je napustila sve praktično bila je sada vezana za tog malog jelena i bila je spremna za njega sve da uradi.
He felt an almost unnatural attraction to the deer.
I on je osjetio skoro neprirodnu privučenost ka tom jelenu.
Normally we feel attraction between once, you know, it stays in one species.
I obično mi osjećamo izvesnu privučenost u okviru jedne vrste.
Sometimes if we don't get friends in that species, we get a pus, a dog.
I onda ako ne možemo u okviru svoje vrste da nađemo prijatelja, onda mi nekada nabavimo psa.
But we usually don't become so crazy after the pus, like we become for another human being.
Ali obično se ne dešava da postanemo toliko ludi za nekim psom, kao što možemo postati ludi za nekim ljudskim bićem.
But he became so crazy for this slatki maladi Jelenka that he forgot everything.
Ali on je postao toliko lud za ovim slatkim malim jelenom da zaboravio sve.
He gave up chanting.
Napustio je mantranje.
Meditating. When he was meditating, he felt the cool little snout of the deer who wanted to play. And we hear that one day he went into the forest to search for his deer, which had run away, and then he fell and broke his neck and died.
I onda znamo tu priču kada onda jednog dana krenuo u potragu za jelenom koji je nestao i onda je pao i slomio svoj vrat.
He was reborn.
I onda on bio ponovo rođen.
As a deer.
Kao jelen.
But now listen what happened with his experience of this divine taste.
Ali onda sada slušajte šta se desilo sa tim njegovim iskustvom božanskog ukusa.
He was not like a materialistic deer.
On nije bio poput nekog materialističkog jelena.
He always remembered there was something, some ruchi, some taste.
I onda se on uvek sećao, tu je bilo nešto, neki ruchi, neki ukus.
He always stayed near to the sadhus who were doing Krishna Katha.
I onda on uvek bio blizu svetaca, sadhua koji su pričali Krishna Katha.
And when his time came, his death came, he chanted the holy names.
I onda kada je njegovo vreme isteklo i kada je došao čas njegove smrti, on je pevao sveto ime.
Or let me explain it philosophically correct.
Ili dopustite mi da se ispravno filozofski izrazim.
No one can chant the real holy name.
Niko ne može da peva stvarno.
It's not in the power of the material tongue to touch Krishna.
To jednostavno nije u moći ovog materijalnog jezika da dodirne Krišnu.
The yesnik doesn't reach far enough to touch God.
Jezik ne može da ode tako daleko da bi mogao da dodirne Boga.
To chant really the holy name means the name descends and comes on your tongue.
I da bismo stvarno pevali sveto ime, to znači da sveto ime mora da siđe, da se spusti i da dođe na vaš jezik.
There is this verse in the which Rupa Goswami has written about this.
I tu je taj stih u kome Rupa Goswami piše ovo.
It is a very important verse for chanting. Ojashvi, I hope you will be with us for this verse.
I to je jako, jako bitan stih za pevanje svetog imena.
Let me see if I can find it for you. 200. Yeah. 234. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai. Sevan mukehi jivado svayam eva spurat yada. Krishna and his names cannot be grasped by the material senses.
Krishna i njegovo ime ne mogu biti kušani, nego ne mogu biti dodirnuti materijalnim čulima.
But when a person develops the tendency to accept the Lord's name and form,
ali kada osoba razvije tendenciju da prihvati Krišnino ime i Krišnin oblik,
then Krishna spontaneously appears on the tongue and in the other senses.
Onda se Krišna spontano pojavljuje na jeziku i na drugim čulima.
Krishna, in other words, cannot be caught by your senses.
Drugim rečima, Krishna ne može biti uhvaćen vašim čulima.
But Krishna can, so to say, jump onto your senses.
Ali da se tako izrazimo, Krishna može skočiti na vaše čulo.
He is almost like a person who jumps on an ox cart and then begins to drive the ox cart.
On je upravo poput osobe koja skače na volovsku zapregu i onda kreće da vozi.
Or let us give another example. It's not so easily possible for an ordinary person to just invite or to order the president to visit him in his apartment.
Ili da to kažemo drugim rečima, nije tako jednostavno za običnu osobu da pozove predsjednika da dođe u njegov stan.
But on his own desire, the president can visit a person.
Ali ako predsjednik ima želju, onda on može doći da posjeti tu osobu.
So Krishna becomes enthusiastic to visit your tongue when he sees yet that you are inclined to accept his name and his form.
Ali Krishna može odlučiti da dođe da vas posjeti, da dođe do vašeg jezika kada vidi da vi u sebi imate tu želju, tu nameru da ga iskusite.
And when Bharata Maharaj was a king, he liked to chant.
I kada je Bharata Maharaj bio kralj, on je voleo da peva sveto ime.
Would you like to know Bharata Maharaj's mantra which he liked to chant?
Da li biste želeli da znate mantru koju Bharata Maharaj voleo da peva?
Yagyesha chuta govinda ma Rakesha chuta govinda marava nanta keshava Krishna Vishnu Hrishikesh yaha Rajasa kevalam. He would sing, O master of the yagya,
O bi peval, O gospodaru yagya,
O achuta,
O achuta,
O govinda,
O govinda,
where is your tongue? O Madhava!
O Madhava!
O Ananta!
O Ananta!
O Keshava!
O Keshava!
O Krishna!
O Krishna!
O Vishnu!
O Vishnu!
O Hrishikesha!
O Hrishikesha!
And the Vishnu Purana said, he said nothing else, even in his dreams.
I Vishnu Purana kaže da on ne bi izgovarao ništa drugo, čak ni dok je spavao.
Here we have an example of a person who is inclined. Inclined means he has a tendency or a liking which pushes him to do something.
I ovdje mi govorimo o osobi koja ima tendenciju, koja ima nameru koja ga tera da uradi nešto.
So when Krishna sees that you have a little inclination to chant his name, then he comes on your tongue.
I onda kada Krishna vidi da vi imate malo naklonosti da pevate njegovo sveto ime, onda će on doći.
And when that moment happens, your life is saved.
I onda kada se taj trenutak desi, vaš život je spašen.
Once Prabhupada was asked, how does Krishna look?
Jedno su pitali Šila Prabhupada, kako izgleda Krishna?
And he pointed to a picture behind him. Like this. And when you see him, you will see that he looks totally different. The same is with chanting. You could say, what is the name of God? And we could answer, Krishna. But when one time in your life Krishna comes on your tongue, you will see it is totally different from that Krishna which you said, as far as the experience is concerned.
Ali onda ćete videti da kada jednom Krishna dođe na vaš jezik, onda ćete videti da je to nešto potpuno drugačije od onoga kada biste prvi put rekli Krishna, barem što se tog iskustva tiče.
Because remember, you can't chant, but the name can come to, or you can't come to the kingdom of God, but God can come to you.
Jer zapamtite, vi ne možete doći u Božje carstvo, ali Bog može doći kod vas.
So it is described when, because Krishna had seen how Bharata Maharaj was inclined to chanting, when Bharata was a deer, Krishna didn't forget that.
I onda se kaže, zato što je Krishna znao kako je Bharata Maharaj naklonjen da peva sveto ime, zato kada je Bharata Maharaj postao jelen, on nije zaboravio svoje iskustvo.
And when Bharata Maharaj died in the form of the deer, Krishna came on his tongue.
I onda kada je Bharata Maharaj napustio telo u obliku jelena, onda je Krishna došao na njegov jezik.
He chanted Narayanaya Haraye.
I onda je on mantrao Narayanaya Harahe.
The Haraye.
Haraye.
Yes. And the Bhagavatam describes it like this. He gave up his body of the deer while smiling broadly.
I onda Bhagavatam daje opis da je on napustio telo jelena, dok se široko smihivo.
And he said, all respects to Narayana, the Lord.
I onda je rekao, svo poštovanje Narayani, Bogu.
This is an example how the Lord manifests on the dull material senses.
I ovo je jedan primjer kako se Bog manifestuje na tim grubim materijalnim čulima.
And in this way, the life became successful of Maharaj Bharata.
I na taj način život Maharaja Bharate je postao uspješan.
There is a second example in the Srimad Bhagavatam how the name appeared on the tongue of a soul who, due to a mistake, had taken an animal body.
I onda također postoji još jedan primjer u Srimad Bhagavatamu kako se Krishna na ime pojavilo na jeziku osobe koja je, zahvaljujući grešci, dobila telo životinje.
Gajendra the elephant, who when he was in great danger fixed his mind in his heart, and then the mantra which he had learned in his previous life came to him by the grace of Krishna. Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport. Nityananda Kai, please help me. Can you somehow push this up so that I can see the purport? Oh, you know everything. Ah, here, it's here. Thank you. He says, Prabhupada writes a big purport. It's 8.3.1. You must read this.
I onda Prabhupada piše jedan jako dugi smisao i to je stih 8.3.1. Morate to da pročitate.
He said, although the king of the elephants, Gajendra, was put in danger, he got a chance to remember his previous devotional activities.
I onda što Prabhupada kaže, jako je pravi slonova Gajendra, bio stavljen u jako opasnu situaciju, on je dobio tu priliku da se seti svojih prethodnih devocijskih aktivnosti.
In other words, Krishna came into his mind.
Drugim rečima, Krishna je došao u njegov um.
And Prabhupada says, it is a must therefore that all devotees in Krishna consciousness practice chanting some mantra.
I onda Srila Prabhupada kaže, zato je krajnje neophodno da svi bhakte praktikuju pevanje mantre.
One should chant the Hare Krishna mantra, which is the Maha mantra.
I osobi bi trebalo da peva Hare Krishna mantru, koja je Maha mantra.
And also one should practice chanting Chintamani Prakara Satmasu.
I osoba bi trebalo također da praktikuje pevanje ovog drugog.
Or the Nisimha mantra.
Ili neku Nisimha mantru.
Every devotee should practice in order to chant some mantra perfectly.
I onda svaki bhakta bi trebalo da vežba kako bi mogao neku mantru da izgovara savršeno.
So that even though he may be imperfect in spiritual consciousness in this life,
tako da iako je nesavršen u svojoj svesnosti u ovom životu,
so that then in his next life he will not forget Krishna consciousness even if he becomes an animal.
Tako da u svom narednom životu ne može da zaboravi svoju svesnost Krišne čak i ako postane životinja.
This will help us in the greatest danger as we find in the life of Gajendra.
I to će nam pomoći u najvećoj opasnosti kao što možemo vidjeti u životu Gajendra.
Do you understand the point?
Da li vam je jasna poenta?
When you are a little inclined to Krishna,
kada ste malo naklonjeni Krishna,
and this inclination manifests when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
I kada se ta naklonost manifestuje dok vi pevate Hare Krishna mantru.
Then Krishna will come on your material senses.
Onda će se Krishna pojaviti na vašim materijalnim čulima.
And the effect is that you feel this rasa, this taste, and once you have that, you are saved.
I onda je efekt da ćete osjetiti tu rasu, taj ukus, i onda ste spašeni.
Real Krishna conscious taste. This is what we need, Prabhus and Matajis and beginners and advanced devotees and skeptics.
Pravi ukus svesnosti Krišne, to je ono što nam je neophodno, dragi Prabhusi i Matajis i početnici i napredni bhakti i dragi skeptici.
Then we have solved our being bound to the material world.
Onda smo rešili tu našu vezanost za ovaj materijalni svet.
These material attachments are just binding us.
Ove materijalne vezanosti nas samo vezuju.
They're killing us.
One nas ubijaju.
By connecting us with the false reality.
Tako što nas povezuju sa lažnom stvarnošću.
Have I told you about the drama in the Indian zoo?
Da li sam govorio o jednoj drami koja se odigrala u indijskom zoološkom vrtu?
The zoo in Delhi caught fire and all animals could escape to freedom except for the powerful elephants.
Zoološki vrt u Deliju se zapalio i onda su sve životinje pobegle u slobodu osim moćnih slonova.
They found out that these elephants could have run very easily into freedom, but because they were bound by a little piece of, you know, how do you say it, rope to some little plastic thing.
I onda su oni otkrili da su ovi slonovi mogli jako lako povećati slobodu, ali nisu to uradili zato što su bili vezani nekim tananim konopcem za neku malu plastičnu stvar.
But they didn't run.
Ali oni nisu pobegli.
Because they were bound by an iron chain in their brain.
Zato što su bili vezani čeličnim lancem u svojem umu.
When they were young, the elephant keepers had put iron chains around their foot, and whenever the young elephants tried to escape, it was not possible.
Kada su ti slonovi bili mali, onda su njihovi čuvari stavili čelične okove oko njihovih nogu i kada god bi slonovi pokušali da pobegnu, to nije bilo moguće.
But when the elephant was grown up, there was no need for an iron chain any longer. A little rope would do because the iron chain was in the mind. I can't go.
Ali onda kada su ti slonovi porasli, onda oni nisu više mogli da pobegnu zato što je taj čelični lanac bio u njihovom umu i oni su mislili ja ne mogu da odem.
Krishna. Oh Krishna, we are all like that.
Mi smo svi tako.
We all have our iron chains with us. I can see them very clearly. Therefore, dear devotees, let's take shelter in the chanting of Hare Krishna. Let's prove Krishna that we have an inclination towards him.
Hajde da pokažemo Krišni da imamo naklonost prema njemu.
And then he will come onto our tongue and into our lives like he did in to Maharaj Bharata, even though he was in the body of a deer.
I onda će on doći na naš jezik, baš kao što je došao na jezik Maharadža Bharate, iako je on bio u telu jelene.
So Krishna, we have now come to the end of our presentation. Nanda Dulal, you are intending to tell him to do somewhere else. This is very kind of you. Nanda Dulal, afterwards, please come to me. I need to say something to you. Afterwards, please come to me. Please tell him. I have come to the end. I want to thank you very much for being so attentive. Let me try to summarize my presentation in two sentences. The reason why we are divided souls is because of looking for rasa.
I razlog zbog koga mi jesmo podeljene duše jeste to što tragamo za rasom.
The rasa or experience of Krishna can be given to us by Krishna's mercy.
I rasa, odnosno iskustvo Krishne, može biti data nama samo Krishnino milošću.
And Krishna is inclined to give us this taste when he sees that we are inclined to chant his holy name.
I Krishna želi da nam da taj ukus, tu rasu, kada vidi da smo mi naklonjeni da pevamo njegovo ime.
This is what we will do this evening.
I to ono što ćemo mi raditi večeras.
We will meet in about half an hour. There is no evening arati now.
I onda ćemo se mi naći za jedno pola sata, večeras nema aratija.
Mother Ganga is appearing and a riverbed. She's really flowing in the temple. We have a flowing Ganga.
I Majka Ganga se upravo pojavljuje u našim prostorijama tamo gore i jednostavno teče kroz svoj korit.
You all know today is the appearance day of Mother Ganga, and she really has appeared in Frushka Gora. I don't know how it was technically possible, but it's just Ganga's mercy.
I vi svi znate dobro da je danas dan pojave Gange i ona se pojavila ovdje na Fruškoj Gorangi. Ja ne znam kako je to bilo tehnički izvodljivo, ali ona je to jednostavno napravila i svojom milosti.
So, just like Lord Shiva needed to make an arrangement to capture her, we also are making an arrangement to capture her, so that everything, you will see.
I poput Shiva koji je napravio aranžman da bi je uhvatio, tako i mi isto sada pravimo aranžman da je uhvatimo i već ćete to uskoro vidjeti.
And we will now make a pause. I request you to come at let us be realistic. Come in 3/4 hour.
Ja vas sada pozivam da dođemo i da bismo bili realni, dođite za 45 minuta.
Now, please don't go in the temple room and don't look.
I sada bih vas zamolio da ne idete sada u temple room i da ne gledate.
So then you will see a good surprise.
Jer ćete onda nakon tog vremena naći lepo iznenađenje.
Maybe some of you look so tired, you might like to rest a little bit or take a shower. Come in your best clothes. We want to make a nice namyakya this evening.
I pošto izgledate jako umorno, možda neke vas žele malo da se odmore ili da se istušire i onda dođete u svoj najboljoj odeći. Želimo tamo, znači, da pozdravimo Majku Gangu.
And I request Ojashvi, Amala Harinam, in Zagreb, he should come immediately. Hare Krishna. Then Madhumati and Sachi Devi, and also our Dionysus and our Jagopal to come into the temple room. Maybe also, is Dayane here? We need to bring the loudspeakers, right? three or four strong devotees, please come and carry them, all these microphones with us. So at 7:45, we will invite you in the temple. We will sound a conch shell so that you know when it starts. Please all come.
Molimo vas da svi dođete u 15 do 8 u templu i mi ćemo dunuti u školjku tako da znate da je to to vreme.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gauri Thai ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.